The views are always better from the back. Action! The show giving you my perspectives on movies. I got my snacks, and I'm ready to share my views. I'm your host, Mundo. Roll it! What's going on, movie heads? As promised, your boy is back with another episode of Views from the Back Row. And you should already know, you can only find me here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Yes, quick combos for your mind. This is your boy Mundo. Okay, we are going to end this Black History Month off with a bang. In this episode of Views from the Back Row, we are digging in the vault. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Yes, we are showing love to our late great brother, Malcolm X. And I will be giving you my views on this American epic biodrama film on this African-American activist. Denzel Washington took on the role as Malcolm X. And this film was directed and written by Spike Lee. Malcolm X, the movie came out on November 18th, 1992. Now, I can remember watching it as a kid, but I was too young to appreciate this woke film. All I can remember saying to myself is, this movie is long. Yes, 3 hours and 22 minutes, and it should have been even longer. This NAACP winner of a film was thorough and real to the core. We hit the major parts in Malcolm's life, from when he was just a little boy when his family was being harassed by the KKK, to when his teacher fed him bullshit, reminded him that he was just a nigger and he would never become a lawyer. You stupid bunda. Sorry guys, some of these scenes are tough to watch, especially if you are a black brother or sister. Heated ain't the word. We also got to see his wild side when he was rocking the perm, banging white chicks, eating pork, and involved in gangster activity. All you could see was red. Or when he had to retrain his brain in prison from the help of a follower of Allah and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. FYI, your boy Jesus is black. But the scenes you're looking for is when he became a voice for the Nation of Islam and preaching the hell out of his sermons in the temple. Or when he finally locks eyes on his wife-to-be, Betty Shabazz, played by the talented Angela Bassett. Spike Lee touched on all the main events of Malcolm's timeline, up to when those cowards murdered Malcolm at the Audubon Ballroom. Get your hand out my pocket! This movie was powerful and taught lessons, and the truth was all ours for the taking. From the very beginning of the opening credits, you see the Rodney King beating that took place in Los Angeles by the hands and nightclubs of the LAPD. And in that backdrop, you see the American flag burning away as you hear Malcolm X drop facts and knowledge on how the black people have been putting up with this bullshit for 400 plus years. He was charging the white man for his crimes, calling them blue-eyed devils. Ain't no damn American dream, stealing us from our lands, reminding the congregation and all that were watching this film that us black folks built America. And as he's preaching, Rodney King is still being brutally attacked, being treated like dirt. And that American flag is just burning until it forms an X. Woo! What an opener. Goosebumps. If I was living in those times of when Malcolm was still alive, I probably would have been at every sermon. One of my favorite parts of this movie is when Malcolm removed himself from the Nation of Islam. He was a very powerful man and had a strong following. He had to change up his tactics, apologize for calling Martin Luther King and Uncle Tom, and he thought of the bigger picture. He went on a holy journey, the holy land of Mecca, and had a spiritual rebirth. Got the real bread and butter, and not that watered down shit Elijah Muhammad was preaching. The Honorable Elijah. He was pimping out your boy Malcolm, tons of great cars and property, and Malcolm didn't have a dime to his name. He didn't even own the home that was gifted to him. Malcolm was in the public eye. He was popular, even popular than Elijah. And the brothers at the Nation, they weren't feeling it. They were hating, plotting, and they were making all types of threats, calling around the clock, harassing the family. A scene and picture that always stands out to me is when Malcolm is standing out the window with his automatic in his hand, ready to protect his family. Of course, the ending of this film is a heartbreaker. It was dragged out. You felt all the weight. It was like we knew he was gonna die. Malcolm knew he was gonna die. And when they assassinated him, your mouth still dropped. And you felt so much pain and sadness. Such a good movie. Denzel. One of my all-time favorite actors. He's the only actor that can have me boohooing in a movie theater. He brought it. He embodied Malcolm X so well, you start to think, is he Malcolm? I love every moment of his acting, so many levels. You want to talk range? Your boy Denzel got it. A shout out goes to Angela Bassett. This black queen doesn't age, and to be honest, she looks the same to this day. And of course, Spike Lee put his stamp on this film and still pay homage to this minister who was leading the fight for civil rights. We will always celebrate you, Malcolm X. Your legacy will never be forgotten. I am Malcolm X. So, the question is, did this film age well? Do you still get the same feel from when you first watched it? And the answer is yes, because the black community is still dealing with the same bullshit. Welcome to America, where black people are the only people who need a law to rock their own natural hair. It's so sad. It's 2020. Why are we going through this? Malcolm was on the right path, calling they asses out and taking action. He was definitely gearing us up for a revolution. I know one thing. If Malcolm X was still alive today, we wouldn't be having all this gentrification shit going down in Harlem. They took Malcolm away from us when he was just in his prime. He has so much to say, so much to give. Just like America took all of our leaders away from us. I have a few fuck yous to give out, so please excuse me, movie heads. Fuck you, J. Edgar Hoover. You knew what the hell was going on. Tapped our man phone and the hotels, everything. You racist piece of shit. Another fuck you goes to Elijah Muhammad and his cult. Y'all was hating on him, brother. And fuck those five men who gunned down Malcolm in front of his own wife and kids. I know most of these folks are dead, but they deserve all the fucks that can be given. For those who want to go further and discover who killed Malcolm X, y'all need to head to Netflix right now and check out the documentary. Trust me, you will be heated but informed. So, I'm giving Malcolm X the movie 4 Mundo Heads. And there's nothing you can do about it, you silly rabbit. Always remember, Mundo knows best. So before I go, I have to let you know about the latest tease the CWF Network just dropped. Black History Month is never over. A list of known black directors who are showing up and showing out. If you want to cop yourself a tea, go on and head over to cwfnetwork.com/shop. Let's support and help the network grow. Also, for those just tuning in, go listen to past episodes. February was filled with some dope episodes. So, I'm asking my listeners to reach out. I need some feedback. Give me a call on the CWF Network hotline, 347-719-3350. Go follow your boy on Facebook at Mundo's Movie Review. And make sure you follow the CWF Network on the gram at CWFP_. Well, That's it. This is your boy Mundo with another episode of Views from the Back Row. Everyday content for everyday people, man. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.